This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, dumb debate we want you to be a part of here because Radar and I are having a little bit of a disagreement. It's the mix, and this is something that we've been talking about here for the last 5 minutes in the studio, and I said, hey, scrap whatever we were going to talk about. We need to talk about this on the show.
We need to kind of air out the grievances and solve this.
So, St. Paddy's Day is coming up. Now, here in the radio studio, every Friday morning, we have a segment on WISN 12 News. It's our weekend picks.
Channel 12 fun.
It's about 6:30 when we do it. Y'all can watch. We're going to do it Friday morning. And we like to decorate the studios for all the holidays. Now, it was not that long ago, Valentine's Day. And we had attached to the ceiling hanging down throughout the studio for TV, hearts.
Yeah, I got hearts off the Amazon website, of course.
So, Radar.
Pretty easy.
Which I will say, Radar, when it comes to you and I, if it comes to decorating, you should just lean on me for this.
Why?
Because I see your style.
What are you talking about, my style?
No, the decorating should fall on me. So anyways, Radar opened up these shamrocks.
They're shamrocks, and then I also have little streamers. They're green.
He has all of this stuff, and he said, yeah, I'm going to hang this up.
That's for St. Patty's Day, it is.
And I said, you can't hang that up in the studio right now.
Why not?
Because our weekend picks on Friday has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day, so it's not going to look relevant yet.
But the stores have this up.
I know, but if you think about the sake of TV, it's going to confuse the audience if they're
Why?
Like, oh, they must be talking about St. Patrick's Day for the weekend picks because the studio is decorated for St. Patrick's Day.
No.
And we're not talking about anything regarding St. Patrick's Day. And I said, buddy, you can't hang that stuff up until next week. And you thought I was nuts.
You are nuts.
And then I think you got a little sensitive
when I said
no, it's too soon to hang that up in the studio for television when we're not talking about anything regarding St. Patrick's Day.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters at all.
Because Friday is not even yet, it's not March yet. It's only February 28th.
But the next big holiday is St. Patrick's Day.
It is, but it's not relevant yet to what we're talking about on the weekend picks.
We had Christmas decorations up and we weren't talking about holiday items and holiday
things
on TV.
But that's the holiday season.
This is the holiday season. It's the look of the Irish season. Come on now, man. Let's go. He's got to get it up there. I wanted to put these up and Elizabeth's like, we're going to wait a little bit.
No, we're going to wait.
Wait. Why should we wait?
It's not relevant to what we're talking about on our television segment. So to have the studio decorated for St. Patrick's Day doesn't make sense yet.
It's not relevant.
It does next week.
It's not relevant to talk about.
It will next week.
We have microphones in the background. It's not relevant that we're talking about microphones every week. What's the diff? It's just
what?
The
that
way.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does. It's just the way to decorate.
So he's butthurt right now. I told him. I said, no, it's too soon to hang that stuff up for TV.
So we wanted to bring it to you and say, what do you think? you know, it's a co-worker.
Should we decorate the studio for St. Patrick's Day on Friday when it's still February 28th and we're not doing anything regarding St. Patrick's Day? It's going to look.
Why would it look bad?
If you ever give your audience a reason to question what you're talking about, they're not going to listen to what you're saying. And that's why I don't think it makes any sense.
You're looking into it way too much.
To have it be decorated yet for that.
See, and my thing was, she's looking into it way too much.
Or I'm looking into it the right way.
The stores have it going.
I know the stores do, but I'm saying for TV, I don't think it should be St. Patrick's Day yet in the studio.
I think it should be totally St. Patrick's Day. It's the next big holiday that's coming. And we can just decorate and look forward to things because we're going to be talking about St. Patty's Day events coming up.
Next,
this is like, oh, get you up, get you going. Yeah, okay.
Next week.
Plus, it's also like it's almost spring, so this is kind of brings
next
out the little spring
week,
feeling.
I think you're wrong.
Oh, she's getting mad at everybody.
This is where Eric knows at the house when he has big views over decorating things. I look at him and say, no.
Why not? You need to open up and just have some fun. It's a lucky four-leaf clover.
I'm not against St. Patrick's Day decorations. I think it's too soon since we're not talking about anything.
Did you tell the stores that it's too soon?
This is what was happening off the air.
I got.
Do you all think it's too soon to decorate the studio
Come
for St. Patrick's
everybody.
Day for a television segment that has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day? That's what I'm getting at here. All right, this is our dumb debate. Whose side are you on?
This is
a dumb debate.
Decorate now.
Should he decorate now for St. Patrick's Day, even though it's not going to be relevant to anything that we're doing on Friday on WISN 12 News?
Decorate now or later. That's pretty easy, you can say. 414-432-1099.
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up, but first, a quick break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and it's a dumb debate we're having this morning. Radar wants to decorate for St. Patrick's Day for Channel 12, our TV segment.
Just looks fun.
Even though we're not doing anything tied to St. Patrick's Day. And I said, we can't do it now. We've got to wait till next week. Tanya, what do you think?
So I am a big proponent of just have fun. I'm with Radar on this one.
Let's go!
What?
Yeah, Tanya!
Yeah,
I'm putting them up right now.
We're not doing anything for St. Patrick's Day yet.
It's
still
right
technically February.
So are you doing something for Fat Tuesday? No? Okay, then let's go to St. Patrick's Day!
You're hilarious.
Oh, Tanya. Okay, we like your vibe. We love your energy. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Heather, what do you think? Should we decorate for St. Patrick's Day, even though I think it's a little too soon?
I'm sorry. I'm on Radar's side.
Let's go!
What the heck?
Are you Irish, are you then, Lassie?
Well, let me tell you. When the holiday's over. Then you got to move on to the next holiday. Otherwise, you only have it up for a couple weeks. It's not even fun.
All right. I mean, I'm looking at all of these text messages that are coming in, too. Here's one that says, sorry, Radar, I agree with Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
Here's another one that says, not too soon. I'm decorating my office this week for St. Patrick's Day. So,
Yep. I already have my house decorated for St. Patrick's Day.
You do? Somebody else texted in and said, I am dying laughing over here, and wait till Monday for St. Patrick's Day. So that's another one for Elizabeth saying, wait until next week.
Yeah, and now everyone's telling me I'm being too uptight. Here's another one. Too uptight. Decorate and have fun.
You're looking too much into it.
Oh, my God.
Like
someone's saying you're assuming the listeners are dumb. We all know the holiday's coming.
You people, you listeners, I tell you what, we love you. You're so funny.
All right, fine.
Thanks, guys. Let's
decorate and let's get everything up for Easter. Let's just do it all.
I'm going to leave the holiday stuff up next year.
All right, Heather, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. You all are really getting passionate about this here.
Lots of you are on the radar side.
Here's one that says, hashtag Team Radar.
Hey, you call.
Here's another one that said, Elizabeth, I'm with you, and so is my mom, so that's two.
Oh, come on now. You can't be that way.
People are also saying that's a terrible Irish accent.
No, it's not. It's better. I kind of slipped into the British before, so now I'm back into the Irish.
It goes back and forth, though, when you do it.
I know. Sometimes it does with the British. It's too close. It's too close there.
Okay.
How's that?
So now here's one that says, Aaron go bra with
Aaron
some shamrocks. It says, St. Patrick's Day is every day. Decorations go up February 15th.
Let's go.
Here's one that says, it's too soon. Wait until next week. I mean, it's kind of flipped, but here's one that says, my heart goes out to you, Elizabeth. But
why?
He will never understand, LOL. Too early. At least wait till March.
But you don't want to. I want to try and bring the luck of the Irish here.
It's kind of split here, 50-50 of what we're going to do, if we're going to decorate for St. Patrick's Day or not.
Well, keep the text coming in to the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. We'll have to just keep tallying the votes.
Or watch our segment on Channel 12 on Friday at 6:35 to see if we decorated it for St. Patrick's Day or not.
Will it happen or not? Who's going to win? Who's going to win out on this one? If I get in early, I'm putting those things up. Boom. There we go.
Fine. Do it. If you want to do it, then go ahead and decorate for St. Patrick's Day. I just think next week it makes more sense.
Yo, you can kiss me Blarney Stone then. I'm going to put it up.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.